Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. How many of you have heard the name of Warren Buffett's partner, Charlie Munger? Charlie is vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, and like Buffett, he's a native of Omaha, Nebraska. But before teaming up with Buffett, Charlie ran a very successful investment partnership that delivered compounded annual returns of 19.8% from 1962 to 1975, way above the Dow's 5% annualized return for the same period. Like Warren, Charlie, too, is a bit of a philosopher, which we get to see in a 2005 book titled Poor Charlie's Almanac, compiled from his writings and speeches. So, here's an investing principles checklist based on the wisdom of Charlie Munger. When he talks about risk, he says, all investment evaluations should begin by measuring risk, especially risk to your reputation. Always incorporate an appropriate margin of safety. You know, I talk a lot about this too. When you make an investment, you want to keep a margin of safety for the things you cannot predict, so you want to minimize your losses if you're wrong. He says, avoid big mistakes. Shun permanent capital loss. So you know what he's saying there. Stay away from companies with complicated business models or ones whose entire fortunes are based on one or two products or one where you look at their balance sheets and you look at their earnings statements and you just don't really understand what they're doing. Stay away from those because many times you can end up with permanent capital loss. He talks about independence as well. Here's a quote. Objectivity and rationality require independence of thought. And remember, just because other people agree or disagree with you doesn't make you right or wrong. The only thing that matters is the correctness of your analysis and judgment. And here's an important point. Mimicking the herd will only give you average returns. When he talks about preparation, he says, the only way to win is to work, 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 and hope to have a few insights. Develop into a lifelong self-learner through voracious reading. Cultivate curiosity and strive to become a little wiser every day. And he also says, more important than the will to win is the will to prepare. If you want to get smart, the question you have to keep asking is why, why? On thoughts of intellectual humility, Charlie Munger quoted, acknowledging what you don't know is the dawning of wisdom. Stay within a well-defined circle of competence. You know, Warren and Charlie always talk about that they're not the smartest guys around. They're not the smartest guys in the room. And they think if their IQs were higher, they would have made a lot more mistakes. They succeeded by sticking to things they understood well and avoiding everything else. Charlie's also quoted saying, above all, never fool yourself. And remember that the easiest person to fool is yourself. His quotes about investing are many. Here's a few. Quote, determine value apart from price, progress apart from activity, and wealth apart from size. It is better to remember the obvious than to grasp at the esoteric. What he's saying basically here is be a business analyst, not a market, macroeconomic, or securities analyst. Understand the business you're getting into and stay away from trying to predict the big picture. Nobody can really do it. It's too big. It's too complicated. There are too many variables. There are too many unknowns. Stick with the small stuff. Stick with the stuff that you can kind of get your arms around. One of those things are determining what the value of something is apart from what the price is. Also, when you're investing, it's not activity that matters. It's progress that matters. So remember that it's better to remember the obvious than to grasp the esoteric. On asset allocation, he says, proper allocation of capital is an investor's number one job. Good ideas are rare, and when the odds are greatly in your favor, bet heavily. And by the way, this is exactly what Warren and Charlie do so well. He says, don't fall in love with an investment. Be situation dependent and opportunity driven if circumstances change. Make necessary adjustments. On patience, he says, understanding the power of compound interest and the difficulty of getting it is at the heart and soul of understanding a lot of things. Resist the natural human bias to act. This means avoid overtrading, which causes unnecessary taxes and commissions. Charlie says, be alert for the arrival of luck. That's interesting. Be alert for the arrival of luck and enjoy the process along with the proceeds, because the process is where you live. Those are great words. On decisiveness, Charlie says, quote, "When proper circumstances present themselves, act with decisiveness and conviction. Be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful." Aha! I always thought this was said by Warren, but I guess Charlie was the one who really said it. And another one I love, opportunity does not come often, so when it does come, seize it. An opportunity meeting the prepared mind, that's the game. And I know any of you listening to me right now that have been successful have experienced this and know exactly what I'm talking about. This is Steve Pomerantz. You're listening to On the Money, and I'm going through some of the wit and wisdom of Charlie Munger, who is Warren Buffett's, I think, lesser known partner. When Charlie Munger is talking about change, he says, live with change and accept unremovable complexity. In other words, accept the things you cannot change. He says, recognize and adapt to the true nature of the world around you. Don't expect it to adapt to you. I think that's something we should tell our kids, right? Continually challenge and willingly amend your best loved ideas. Recognize reality even when you don't like it. Actually, recognize it especially when you don't like it. And his final words are, on focus. Keep things simple and remember what you set out to do. Remember that reputation and integrity are your most valuable assets and can be lost in a heartbeat. Face your big troubles, don't sweep them under the rug. In the end, it comes down to Charlie's most basic guiding principles, which are preparation, discipline, patience, and decisiveness. All great thoughts from Poor Charlie's Almanac, talking about Charlie Munger's ideas on investing and, I guess, life as well. Thanks, Charlie. And if any of you want this information and you want to see this list or see this report that I've written, you can contact us at onthemoneyguru@hotmail.com, or you can hear this show any number of times you like at onthemoneyradio.org.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.